This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
To the delight of drivers, congestion pricing's on hold until the federal government gives the green light. Governor Cuomo accuses the Trump administration of dragging its feet over political differences. More on this from WCBS's Kevin Rincon.
Congestion pricing was passed by lawmakers in Albany as a way to raise billions of dollars for the MTA. But in order to actually get the ball rolling, New York needs approval from the federal government.
Because it deals with some federal roads.
Governor Cuomo says this administration hasn't really shown a desire to move quickly.
I think purposefully difficult whenever they can.
He says all of this is political extortion.
Opposing the federal government, they then tend to retaliate. And I think you see this across the board, and I'm not holding my breath for them to approve congestion pricing.
Right now, the federal government needs to sign off on turning a free road into a tolled road. They also need to look into whether an environmental review is needed. If it is, that could take years. At the governor's Midtown office, Kevin Rincon, WCBS News Radio 880.
New York's governor, Andrew Cuomo, wants the legislature to ban menthol and flavored nicotine vaping products in New York, and the ban would include online sales, too.
This is literally a matter of life and death. Literally every day, more kids are getting addicted, and this is a top priority. I've included it in my budget, but one way or the other, by April 1, this has to become law. And there is no excuse for it.
Some New York City lawmakers took to the steps of City Hall to blast the ban on single-use plastic bags. It goes into effect March 1st. Mac Rosenberg was there.
Outreach, education, and preparation is what they're asking for.
New York is not ready for this. The supplies are not available, and we need more time.
City Council member Mark Joni says his office has given out 1,000 reusable bags that can be used once the ban starts, but people still want more. As for the bodegas and grocery stores in the city, Nick D'Agostino is president of D'Agostino Supermarkets.
There's going to be a shortage of 3 billion paper bags with the new law because all the paper bag plants over the last 20 and 30 years have closed or changed over to other things. Paper bags have not been used.
The options for consumers on March 1st will be to pay 5 cents for that paper bag or bring a reusable one, which you can get on the city's Department of Sanitation website for free. At City Hall, Mac Rosenberg, WCBS News Radio 880.
The MTA needs your help establishing the identity of an apparent suicide victim in Baldwin. This happened back on July 7th of last year. Officials say the man stepped in front of an LIRR train just west of the station at 12:48 in the morning. He was hit and killed by that train. There were no witnesses to the incident besides the train crew. A man in his 70s was stabbed during afternoon prayers at one of London's biggest mosques. The attack was at the mosque near Regent's Park just after 3 in the afternoon. Faith's Forum for London director Mustafa Field.
His injuries are not life-threatening, but it's something very worrying with the attack that took place last night in Germany. There's a lot of fear in the community around a spike in violence and targeting Muslim communities.
There were about 100 people in the mosque at the time. Several helped pin down the 29-year-old suspected assailant until police arrived. Some said they'd seen the attacker attend the mosque in recent weeks. And German investigators are probing whether other people helped the gunman in the mass shooting in Hanau, Germany. The gunman murdered 9 people, at least 5 of whom were Turkish citizens. It happened at 2 bars last night. The gunman and his mother were later found dead in his flat. Police say the suspect, Tobias R., had posted things of a, quote, deeply racist mindset online. Chancellor Angela Merkel says racism is a poison, hate is a poison, and this poison exists in our society and is already to blame for many crimes. WCBS News Time 4:39. Let's get that forecast now from our meteorologist, Bob Larson.
Clearing, breezy, and very cold tonight. Overnight low at 21 in the city, but mid-teens in many outlying areas. We'll stay cold tomorrow despite plenty of sunshine. Light wind, a high of 36. Clear and quite chilly tomorrow night. Low 28 in the city, about 20 across the Hudson Valley. Sunny on Saturday, much milder Saturday afternoon to pleasant with a high of 15, even a little milder on Sunday.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.